from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And it is time right now for our manager's report, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking, it's better. And joining us from Denver, Colorado, side of Coors Field, Padres manager Mike Schilt is with us. Mike, it is good to have you on. Congratulations on, again, another great week. The team is playing great. How's everything going?
It's going well. How about yourselves?
We're pretty good. We're enjoying watching your team play. I mean, best ERA in baseball since the All-Star break, best batting average. You've been talking about marrying those two together since early in the season, and now we get to see what it's like. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, it's a group effort, 1 through 26. Everybody contributing, everybody on point, everybody doing their part. So it's fun. It's a great group.
I got to get this one out of the way, Schilty, because we've got a listener. His name is Steve from Coronado, and his emails may have found his way to you at some point, but he is obsessed with the art of the bunt, and the San Diego Padres have done a really good job. I think all of your guys, to a man, when needed to and called upon to lay down a bunt, have really executed this year, and it's kind of been a big part of the game. But he has been wearing us out to ask you, do you grade your players on their bunting abilities? Is there a grade, a color code,
like a system of some sort
to grade your players on bunting? That's all he wants to know. And I told him I will ask him.
This has been going on for months.
This has been going on for months, by the way.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it's been, you know, we talk about being a holistic offensive machine, and you know, a big part of that, or a part of that, is being able to do what the game calls for, as Toddy says, which I love. And Bunny's part of that, you know.
Sure.
And you'll be able to see the game, play the game. Mike McCoy, who's one of our hitting coaches, has also has been, you know, has taken the responsibility, done a nice job with working with the bunters every day. We don't have any, like, really color codes. We just you know, we just work on it.
Yeah.
You know, guys spend the time on it, some more than others, you know, on the part of their game. But, you know, we expect everybody to be able to execute in whatever situation calls for. And it calls for a bunt, and it's there for him, whether it's a hit or sacrifice or safety squeeze.
And I think that will satisfy him.
I hope so.
I think he just wanted to know that there was a dedicated coach.
I've been telling him. We've been telling him. Yeah. They lead the baseball in bunting. It's great.
It is. It's been great, and the offense is obviously clicking, Schilty. I wanted to ask you this, just kind of a general question. You know, with everything going on, the you know, winning streak and winning a bunch of games in a row, and do you ever find yourself, do you give yourself a moment to kind of stop and take it all in? And I think one of the things that stands out to me is, like, when Robert Suarez walks in to close out a game and the lights go out, the music comes on, I realize there's still, you know, there's the potential of another half inning if something goes bad, and you got to be planning for that. But do you give yourself a moment as the manager to go, whoo, this is pretty exciting?
You appreciate and enjoy the triumph the club has. You celebrate with them. You know how much hard work, dedication, effort goes in the players to perform. And so you get, you know, sometimes you step back and just appreciate a nice play or a big hit or, you know, a guy making good pitches or, you know, stepping up in a high leverage situation. So you do appreciate that. But, you know, for the most part, you kind of got to stay on point, you know, yourself, because you got a responsibility too to be ready for, you know, any and everything. And, you know, but Suarez, you know, it's cool what they do when he comes in, you know, to close it down. You know, I'm just excited that we get the opportunity to bring Robert in to win a ball game.
Mike, I mentioned, you know, how tight the standings are right now, but I as you look on the field, whether you guys are playing the Guardians or the Orioles or the Brewers or the Dodgers, your team's certainly right there with all of them, which means, in my mind, you guys are contenders going forward. Now, you've been a part of a championship organization before with the St. Louis Cardinals. Do you see some similarities between some of those top Cardinals teams that were there at the end that won a World Series and the team that you have right now?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's something we continue to strive for, and that's just normalizing excellence of, you know, in competitions, you know, relative to regardless of who we're playing or what the circumstances are. You know, day game, night game, road, home, opponent, you know, we're going to be aware of the and respect our opponent, obviously, but, you know, it's really about, you know, what we do, how we do it, and how we do it together and how we execute. So, and there's a, you know, just a consistent dedication that sounds easy, but it's a real challenge to bring it to that degree every day, regardless of environment, for the length of what is a long season. But it is a separator for guys individually and the teams collectively, and it's a trait that, you know, winning clubs have.
You're talking to Padres manager Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning. You've talked a lot this season about the grit squad, and yeah, I mean, never more evident than in the last week. The blowout squad did show up, and that was a nice one, but the grit squad, made up of guys that sometimes don't get everyday opportunities, Schilt, like Tyler Wade, and Paulie and I were down there, we ran into the other day, was watching him in his pregame work, and you talked about how crisp all of the guys are every single day, whether or not they're in the lineup, you know, because they never know when they're going to be called on. And you really have gotten contributions from so many of those guys. When you think grit squad, who are a few of those guys that pop up in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked about it. You just mentioned one of them for sure. It's a 1 through 26 man roster, you know. They're all like that. You know, the guys that, you know, and again, I respect the heck out of all of them. But, you know, for Wadey to not, you know, play as much as I'm sure he'd probably like, but, you know, accepts the role that he has, fits in nicely when he gets called upon, and the roles that he's been allowed and given. Been fantastic. You know, Solano, same deal. You know, look up, Brian Hoeing's done a nice job coming in, being able to pick up innings in different areas, been really tremendous. You know, Brian Reynolds came in the other day for a clean eight. You know, so anyway, it's just a bunch of guys really looking to compete and stay ready for whatever the situation calls for.
You know, and I get the sense when you say grit squad that you also mean, you know, Manny and Xander,
sure,
and, you know, the guys who have been there,
of course,
and done that,
yeah,
before. Yeah,
100%.
it's not just the guys that are coming off the bench either. Yeah, it's the whole team. And
yeah, no, it's a team. It's grittiness that, I mean, actually it can be applied as much to those guys as anybody, because, you know, grit means, you know, it's got probably a lot of different connotations for people, but, you know, for me, it's about, you know, finding a way regardless of circumstances. And to my point earlier about guys that, you know, play every day and are getting after it and competing regardless of circumstances, you know, up, down, you know, home, road, like I said, that's a lot of grittiness with that. And that's a heck of a...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Great.
Talking to Mike Shield here on Ben and Woods this morning. And listen, you guys have had some pretty gnarly stretches this year as far as games in a row. 18 games in 18 days, Skip. What goes into the, I guess, planning of 18 and 18? Or is there a reason to sit and try to plot it out when baseball's so unpredictable, right? I mean, how much planning can go into 18 games in 18 days?
I mean, there's a combination. I mean, you know, listen, we have crystal balls. You know, we do take it a little bit one step at a time, but there's some planning that obviously goes into rotation. But, you know, who knows when the game starts, how things are going to go. There's always going to be twists and turns here or there. You know, there's planning on how we're going to be efficient with our pregame work and how we're going to make sure we're ready to play and have the appropriate mental and physical energy for the games themselves. And then there's, you know, the decision about when to give a guy a blow and make sure that, you know, we see the narrow focus and then also look at the bigger picture of what we're looking at from a, you know, season. So there's always a little bit of a marriage of both.
You talked also this week about your Warriors, and I think that was in the context of when Tyler Wade took it in the face, you know, sliding in at home plate, make sure he scored that run and being ready to go the next day. And Warriors has, you know, like grit, its own connotations. I think to a lot of people, it means playing through pain and injuries and working and coming back. And one of those guys that I think is definitely a Warrior is Joe Musgrove. You got him back this week. Obviously, just having any starting pitcher back is innings and the outs that he gets. But in particular with Joe, what does him coming back, do you feel, do for your team to have him in your rotation?
Yeah, we got a clubhouse full of the Warriors, the guys that just show up, play hard. I mean, you know, you mentioned Wade after taking a shot with the nose on the big time base running play, pro far. I mean, just name them. You know, playing banged up a little bit. But yeah, Joe coming back, he's the ultimate Warrior, man. He's obviously a big physical guy, but, you know, he's got the intensity and the heart, you know, to match the presence. And make the presence even stronger. He's an impressive guy, and it's good to have him back. He's definitely a Warrior for us.
Well, keep doing what you're doing. It's been so much fun to watch this. The one other guy I'm imagining that would be fun to kind of pencil in the lineup at some point would be Fernando Tatis Jr. I know the fan base misses him. We miss watching him play. I know you do as well. How's he doing? Is there any update on his status?
Yeah, looking forward to him to come back. Definitely a big part of what we've done this year and what we're going to do moving forward, and excited to have him back. I don't have any real specific deadline or timeline for you with Toddy. He's good news is he's feeling good, starting to increase some baseball activity. But beyond that, there's no like, hey, this is happening, you know, this particular day, and he's about to go out and get some at-bats or anything like that. That's not on the table quite yet. We're getting closer.
Getting closer.
I like that.
You know, and there's still a month and a half left in the regular season, and hopefully more games after that. Obviously, you guys are in good position, and we're pulling for you. Good luck this weekend. I know Colorado's always, long before you got here, Mike, Colorado's always been a tough place for a lot of teams, but definitely one that the Padres hopefully can get over this weekend, get another series win, and keep moving forward. Good luck.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a nice day.
Thanks, Shelton.
Thank you. Mike Shelton, manager of the San Diego Padres, our manager's report brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.